Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. That's a little early for this recording, but besides that, I am feeling pretty great.
Good, me too, man. So how's your last 2 weeks?
Not as productive as I had hoped, but just to kind of recap what I was going to do, I was feeling very much like a student last week of, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, of marketing, and my sales and my Docker course like are basically non-existent. And so I'm like, okay, I got to figure out what's going on here. So I was going to go off and learn about copywriting and some marketing stuff. And I did all of that, actually. I did go and learn some stuff, and I revamped the copy on my sales page. I kind of rearranged some stuff. And then I went and looked at sales pages for other successful course sellers, like in the information space, and learned some things there. And then I actually talked to Teachable, has like a pretty big Facebook group of like actual like other Teachable teachers, and people go in there and talk and like get feedback from one another. So I was like, why don't I leverage this, like people who sell courses as a thing? I'll just ask them questions. And so I got some critique from those people.
What
But
kind of
yeah, I
things were they
didn't
saying?
really not that bad. Like, so I got critique from them after I put up my new copy, but it was basically that I should add a video to my what to expect thing, like, because that's a previewed lecture is what to expect. And then the other guy said there are a lot of programming courses on Udemy, and Udemy gives you the way to have a promo video. So go check out what their best-selling courses on Udemy have for promo videos and see how it works. And I was like, that's a genius idea,
That's
actually.
great advice.
So I went over there and kind of checked it out, looked at the top selling couple courses in development, and got an idea from that. So it ended up being like, okay, a lot of it's just, marketing is kind of painting a picture for what they where they're going to be, not necessarily what they're going to get. You have to like kind of show them the transformation that they're going to achieve through what they're doing.
Job to be
So,
done.
yeah, exactly. So, looking at that, it kind of seemed like the thing I should do is basically create a slide deck and kind of go through it, and that slide deck kind of like animates their way through the process of learning Docker and why it's important and like what they're going to get out of it. So I've been working on that, but I haven't gotten it finished yet because I'm a little slow when it comes to creating slide decks.
That's awesome, man. So what kind of like did you read books in addition to this? Did you look at blog posts? Did you
I did a mix of all of it, I guess. I listened to a couple different books, not in their completion. And then I kind of went back into some reference and looked at How to Win Friends and Influence People, which seems sleazy, but that book's great.
Classic, classic.
Yeah, exactly. And the one that like struck me was the idea of like to win somebody to your side is to get them to say yes, is the like chapter or whatever. So I went back and kind of looked at that a little bit. But yeah, and then I went and went back and read some blog posts about it too. I mean, tons and tons of resources on this stuff. But then it was just a matter of like, all right, just sit down behind a word processor and just write some words, I guess. And yeah, it worked out fine.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I have a little bit more that I need to tweak. Obviously, I want to get the promo put out there and get that other video there. And then, yeah, one of the big things that I saw from the Udemy courses was like, you're allowed to have free previews in that too, was that they're, actual promo video just like gives them a call to action to, oh, you should check out the like the free previews below. And I'm like, that's a good idea. Like, draw some attention to this so they can actually see what it looks like to be in the course. Yeah, I'm optimistic about what it's gonna look like. And then, yeah, that's kind of my big thing that I want to get done in the next couple of days. And then I also wanted to figure out what the course topic was, or the series topic was going to be for my next YouTube tutorial, and ended up not getting a ton of submissions on that. Had a three-way tie, but I think it was a little bloated because I totally voted in it because I was like, well, I'm going to put my, hat in here, or yeah, my name in the hat. And then you voted, and then I was like, oh, we need a tiebreaker, and then you once again voted, and I'm like, that's not fair. You can't do that.
Well,
Like,
the
you
first
have to
one,
be.
there's a hanging chad.
Yeah.
So did you decide, or are you still
I ended
tied?
up like after I looked at the Google Trends for it and just saw how much Kubernetes smashes everything else. I did decide to go with Kubernetes.
Have you found any video content on Kubernetes, like training content?
Yeah, there's some, but I've gotten quite a few requests for Kubernetes and, Kubernetes and Swarm, which is like Docker's own orchestration portion. But yeah, I've wanted to kind of check out Kubernetes for a while after seeing Kelsey Hightower talk at a few conferences. He works at Google for the Kubernetes team as like an evangelist now, but
I think that's a good follow-up anyway from your Docker course.
Yeah, the only reason I was hesitant to do it was because I'm like, I don't actually want to pigeonhole myself as the ops guy.
Yeah, DevOps guy, yeah.
But I'm like, I do understand this stuff and I enjoy doing this. So I guess I really shouldn't like push back too much and give the people what they want. So that's where I'm at now. So I'm working on kind of getting my bearings under me a little bit more with Kubernetes stuff. Like I've played with it before, but don't have a huge amount of experience with it. Unlike Docker, which I've been using for years, Kubernetes is a new venture for me. So I'm kind of learning it just before I teach it, which is actually probably going to be good in the long run, because then I won't be so far detached from the beginner's experience. But yeah, that's where I'm at now. So I'm going to be prepping my first tutorial for that this weekend, posting that on Tuesday, and then trying to get the promo stuff out. And then I'll just be continuing to work. I still have a couple lectures actually to finish for the developing for Docker course, but they've been kind of pushed back on a little bit.
Is there, I just had the question. Also, did you just do a Bain quote?
Just checking. Why, what did I say?
Give the people what they want.
Oh, I might have, I guess. Okay. I didn't. Wasn't going for it. I didn't pull out my Bain mask for that. But.
is this going to be a paid course? Is what I was going to ask you.
Oh, so no, this is a YouTube thing. So this is my next YouTube series. This is going to be free too. But.
Gotcha.
That's another thing I was going to bring up actually. So my YouTube traffic's just like getting bigger and bigger, right? Like it just over time, it just grows as a thing. And what I realize is like some people just want to like watch stuff on YouTube as a thing, and like structured courses aren't necessarily their jam. So I kind of have two different markets. Like I don't think a lot of the people who I'm going to end up hitting with like my courses are going to be the people who find me on YouTube. So I think I might launch a Patreon for my YouTube channel as a thing to just be like, hey, if you guys want to chip in like, you know, $1 an episode or something like that, like if it's a real tutorial, I probably won't charge them for like soft talks as a thing, then, go for it. And that'd be pretty cool. And then I can have some like perks behind that. Like, oh, I'll create, you know, maybe I would do like a Facebook group or something, or
you could get a discount off your.
Or you could do it that way. Like if you're contributor, then I can give you some coupon codes and stuff. But
I think that's a good idea, yeah.
So that's on my list too as a thing. And that's really just like at the end of the day, I don't have a ton of expenses, like things I have to pay for, but I do have some. And so if I could just like get YouTube basically to pay for that stuff, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cool, man.
But yeah, so how were your last 2 weeks?
Have you, one more question, sir.
Okay.
What? Has it been a long enough period for you to notice any fruits of your marketing labor?
Like, not really. So I didn't really, I actually kind of toned my marketing stuff down while I toned driving traffic to my sales stuff down until I have it like finished. Cause right now I'm like, it's still sort of half baked as a thing. Like there's not enough there. There's the copy is better. Yes. But there's no promo on there yet. And so once I finish that, then I'm going to go into kind of a heavy marketing thing. So I'm going to start pushing people there again, you know, do social media stuff, and then probably buy some ads to it just to see if I can, you know, because it's more like a sample now. Like I bought some ads for a few days when I first launched it just to see what people do. And now I'm going to swap everything around, kind of improve the copy and do basically the same thing, to use the exact same ad set and see if I can get any other results with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So my last 2 weeks were good. I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
I'm going to start this differently. The people want to know, how's the race against the house going?
Dude, they work. Houses go up quick. Yeah, I have not kept up with it, although I still think I can still beat them. My goal is when they put the for sale sign up.
Oh, okay.
House sold. So they tend to, they've built several houses near me because we live in kind of a newer subdivision, and they tend to like get the outside up pretty quickly. And then it's the interior that takes the most time. And so I'm not too worried yet, but they do like work on that as soon as, like, they're not allowed to like make noise, I think, until like 7:30. And as soon as 7:30 hits, there's a whole bunch of hammers flying around. So, yeah, it's, they're killing me right now. I think they know about this. And so they're putting some extra effort in.
They're slowly tweeting back at you and you just don't know it yet.
Yeah,
like they're
exactly.
taking pictures of your house and be like, what have you shipped?
Yeah. Why? Yes, I should look up Bridge Creek Builder on Twitter and see. Yeah, so not good. In terms of callback, I've done a few things. I got stats. Well, the beginning of stats. So now it says when it started and when it ended. Gives some timestamps. And I moved a bunch of other customers over. So those are like the two things that I did with callback. Because my main focus was on Tattsoo and conversations. And those are still going really well. I don't have it finished yet. There's a few paths that I have to go down. But like, I have, the ability to, see when a room, so if you say, hey, I want to start a stand up, and it'll, determine if you have one room or multiple rooms, 'cause it needs to know what room you want to do it, your stand up for. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going down the path of just the one room right now and kind of determining the conversation flow of how things should go after that.
Are you giving them an option to kind of set what their default room is?
No, I'm not going to do that until after I launch, because I don't know if that's going to be... if that's going to be useful for them. Like, I don't know if they do one room or if they do multiple every day. I think what's going to happen. So what I'm going to do is I want to look at the schedule. Two things I want to do there. They're going to be able to say, hey, I want to start with the general room or whatever, the meetings room. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be able to like kick it off with some conversation. So they can say, you know, hey, I want to start one for the meetings room for today or something. Mm-hmm. And then that answers all my questions and I could just start it. Then the next thing I'm going to do is look at the schedule and kind of try to guess if they're talking about this room or that room. Like if they're scheduled for this one room today, but they already did it and they're scheduled for this other room tomorrow, I'll say, hey, do you want to do this room for tomorrow? And so there'll be some intelligence built in. So I don't know if I need to
okay,
set other people. Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you have have you run any kind of queries just to see how many people actually belong to multiple rooms?
Yeah, I have a query. It's about, it's kind of high actually.
Oh, really?
Well, from what I would think, I think it was about, I want to say like 12% or 15%.
Yeah, that is pretty high. I was expecting quite a bit lower. But are people, you also said like somebody has a stand up today and then they're going to be in a different room for tomorrow. Are people using this for like IPMs basically?
They're in different like groups in their company, it looks like. So what happens is usually they'll start it out, they'll introduce it into their company for one group, and then they'll be in other groups. Now, That number is if they're in the room, not necessarily if they're a participant. So they could be like, there's in Tattsoo, you can be an observer
and, oh, gotcha.
And just get the emails. I should break it down that way as well, but I don't. But that's usually what happens is they'll have like one champion and it'll work for them, and then they'll bring it into another, like a group that's working on a separate project that's in the marketing department or whatever.
That's pretty awesome for you, though. I mean, that's word of mouth, man, just within companies. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just kind of hopefully how software goes. But so that's about as far as I got with the conversations. It's also making me add some new features to Converse, which is still the same name of that. The ability to end the conversation, which I didn't have in there. So basically, if somebody says like, no, I don't want to, or never mind or something, then I just have to end the conversation.
Gotcha.
And then the ability to diverge conversations. So if they go, like I have conversations split up into selecting the room and then selecting the date and then starting the converse or starting the early stand up. And the ability to kind of diverge and it'll go and find that topic that's registered and start that conversation flow. So okay. those are the two things I added. And then eventually I'm going to add like a router type of thing so that if you like hear this type of message or it has this type of intent, you can use this like class. And, but I haven't built that yet because I want to kind of extract that out of the code I already have. So now the code's like pretty, like really long, you know, based on what conversation is. So, that's, basically where I'm at. So I feel like if I could get a few good, like solid days in, to Tetsu, I'll be able to finish that up in the next week or so. And, but I should have like a working, like a start to finish type of thing pretty soon, like today or tomorrow. So
awesome.
Yeah. It's been a long time in the running. So I'm going to finish that. And then my next goal is to kind of just, I have a bunch of like odds and ends to patch up and things that have kind of fallen by the wayside while I work on conversations. The other good thing is like it's kind of been weird because the last 2 weeks there's been multiple customers saying like, hey, we want to like, sometimes we're not available for the stand up and we want to be able to like put in our stand up before it happens. And I was like, well, we're actually working on that exact same thing. So nice. The customers are always excited about that because they always request a feature. And they're like, oh, this isn't going to get done for whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's been good.
Well, cool. Good deal. It'll be a cool thing to see conversations come to fruition and be shipped out to your users just because it's been, you know, such a long time coming. Oh, but once you get that done, man, you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Work on other features and kind of see how you can evolve the system more. So good deal. Did you ever ship Tetsu to more than just Slack?
No. Not yet. It's coming though.
Okay. So that is something that's still on. I remember being like, you're like, well, I mean, everybody's adding like a bot interface now. So this could,
it is, but Slack is still kind of the winner. Like,
yeah, no, they're totally the king.
What I do want to be able to ship, is the ability to talk in between platforms. So like if you're on a text messaging, or you're in Facebook Messenger and you want to also Amazon Alexa. So like these types of different platforms can still talk to each other. I don't think anybody's really done that before. It's either you're on this platform or on that platform, but that's not as, what's that?
The Alexa thing, that's brilliant, by the way.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
It's hard for me not to work on that because I think it'll be a lot of fun. But I want to do things like, hey, you know, Alexa, tell me to stand up, and then you'll be able to. I don't know how well the dictation will work, so I don't know how deep I want to go with it. But I haven't even played. I've just looked at Echo's documentation. So Alexa's documentation, I should say.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it'll be exciting when I can do that.
Well, cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Good luck on finishing off conversations.
And good luck to you, man, and your new course.
Thanks.